Maybe not this week leading up to the game, but have you had any contact with Eric Decker since he signed with the New York Jets?
No, I haven't. You know, Decker, he's a quiet guy. He doesn't really talk too much. He just, you know, plays with his pads, and you're not going to get much out of him ever.
No smack talking out there on the field out of Decker, huh?
No, he doesn't talk too much.
I know it's the business side of football, and it happens. Guys are going to come and go, but is it going to be a little bit odd seeing him in the opposing uniform?
It will be different, but, you know, I'm in my fourth season, so I've seen, you know, things come and go, guys come and go. So I don't too much focus on that stuff, because at the end of the day, I have a job, and I have to make sure I can keep my job. So I don't really pay too much attention to all the different transactions going on, just because it's tough to.
Isn't it a little easier, though, when – I mean, you lose an Eric Decker. He was one of our favorite guys to talk to. He used to come and do the show as well, so we very much enjoyed having Eric around. But you get a guy like Emmanuel in, and, I mean, Emmanuel's not slipped at all, and really, as you said, he's having such a great season. I guess you don't think about what you've lost when a guy steps in and is doing the job so well, right?
Yeah, and watching Emmanuel, just sitting next to him in the meeting room sometime, he's so into it. He watches so much film. He watches all the different corners he's going to be going against so he could take advantage of them. And when I watch his routes, I mean, I'm like, I'm not 170, but I can learn some things from how he's running routes. And, you know, I pick his brain a little bit every now and then, see why he breaks a route like this, breaks a route like that. And he's a very smart guy.
He's also good against contact, isn't he?
He is. He knows how to get off that. He's very quick, you know, so he uses that little quick speed to get off those presses. And, you know, Emmanuel, despite his size, he's a very tough. He probably thinks he's 7 foot in real life.
Well, some of those like catches he made, I thought he was 7 foot, the one he made right there before the half over the shoulders.
I want to touch on that just real quick. We do have to run to break, and I don't mean to talk about one of your teammates so much, but Ed McCaffrey said during the broadcast last week, Emmanuel had one over the middle that extended to drive for you guys. Is that one of those? He makes those catches that makes you respect him too, right?
Absolutely. You know, he's not afraid to get hit. He knows he's going to get hit. He knows people are going to try to hit him just because he's a smaller guy. And he's not afraid of it. He popped right back up, you know, got amped up. And that gets us all excited to see a guy like that making plays like that. So, you know, Emmanuel's one of those guys I think that's really going to help us this year.